Mandamoksha Lakshmi, would you like to read some emails, please?
I have here a card from Gangamai that I just received. And although it's written to me, it's kind of written to Tribhuvanath at the same time. It says, "Dear Moksha Lakshmi, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, the best of the best has left us forlorn, broken-hearted, saddened, and wishing that it could be us. Dear Tribhuvanath, what a wonderful disciple you were, the most enthusiastic and genuine devotee I've ever had the good fortune to have associated with. We held a little memorial for him in Srila Prabhupada's room here, that's in Vrindavan. We all told some nice stories about Tribhuvanath, and then the next day we had a nice feast. I hope someone can write a nice article about him in the BTG. Another devotee said we should actually honor his departure every year. I think that's a wonderful idea. I just wish his ambitions for East Africa could be continued. It would be a shame to see so much preaching endeavor not being continued. Just as with Srila Prabhupada, we knew he could leave us at any moment. But hey, Prabhuji, we just thought you were a forever man." So that's basically what she's saying to about Tribhuvanath. Do I get to speak as well, or? Yeah. Or do I just get
okay.
to? Can you pass me that book? The little blue book, I just made a few notes. I mean, I spoke formally at the funeral, but it was very formal. Formal, so there's always more things you want to say. And it's no secret that Tribhuvanath, my favorite godbrother. I've never had a brother. So Tribhuvanath always took that role in my life. And it's so hard to actually believe that, you know, he won't actually be in my life anymore, although on another level, just like Srila Prabhupada, although he's not physically present, is in my life. I think Tribhuvanath can also be like that, because we can carry on with his different preaching programs, just as if he's there, just like we do with Srila Prabhupada. I've known Tribhuvanath since I was a teenager, which is quite a few years ago now. And it's funny because when Amekla was speaking last week, and she was on about how Tribhuvanath just kept coming back. When she was in Manchester, if someone disappeared, he kept coming back. And it was like that with me in Wolverhampton. And I used to think that he kept coming back because I had money. But I can see now it wasn't. He came back to all of us because he really did love us all. He had such incredible compassion for all of us that he did. He never gave up on anyone. He just kept coming back. And he taught me some terrible habits. I was thinking about it because I'm the daughter of a refugee and you brought up in a certain paranoia. So, and I lived in like the inner area of Wolverhampton, and Wolverhampton's a rough town. Anyone knows Wolverhampton? You're from Wolverhampton, you know. It's a really rough town. And I lived in the inner city, which is it's a rough area. It's quite rough there. This is after I'd left home and was living with my boyfriend. And it was where all the students lived, and it was the red light area, and it was an interesting place. And Tribhuvanath, it was like the kind of place where you locked your doors at night. And Tribhuvanath taught me to leave my key to my house in such a position. What we did was we put it on a long string, and we put the string on the inside of the door behind the letterbox so you could put your hand in and pull the string and the key would be there and it could be opened. And that's Dribhuvanath taught me that, because that way he could always get in my house and he always had somewhere to stay. Which, it's amazing what you do for people. So Dribhuvanath always had access to my house because it was in the center of England. He used to visit all the while because he was a great preacher, and also there were a lot of Indians in Wolverhampton, and actually started a Hindu temple there just up the road from me. So Dribhuvanath was always there. And I had this big empty cupboard in my house, huge, one of those walk-in closets like in America. And it was empty because I didn't own much in those days. You seem to accumulate as you live longer, you seem to accumulate more. So it was this empty cupboard, and one day I went in this empty cupboard and I realized it was absolutely chock-a-block full of stuff, and it was all Dribhuvanath stuff. I mean, he was really the most renounced. I swear I had more brahmacharya, those saffron dhotis. There were more in my cupboard than there were in the ashram, because Dribhuvanath had brought them from the temple and just left them in my house.